Newtown Toyota. Visit the brand new Newtown Toyota East Vic Park. Let their family look after yours.
We're the Eagles, the West Coast Eagles, and we're here for a player chat
with Liam Duggan.
And nails it!
Good morning, Liam and Duggan. I'll tell you what, an easy one this Sunday, mate.
G'day, ex-home show. How are you going?
Hello, good.
Mate, Melbourne Footy Club off the back of Brisbane. There's no tougher 1-2 punch in football.
Yeah, mate. It's a pretty serious couple of weeks, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a big challenge coming up. We've got the D's, the informed side of the comp, and has been for the last 2 years. So, the challenges don't get any easier, mate.
Man, how is it? There's all week. Oh, the hippie club this, the hippie club that. What's the word from you guys? Are you to just shut down and not say anything as I ask you a question about it? And is anyone ever going to darken the door of the hippie club from West Coast Eagles ever again?
Michelle, it has been a heavy week in terms of that. But I think the club have handled it as they've needed to, and internally we've actually been able to focus. That's the players and coaches I'm speaking of. We've actually been able to focus on reviewing the game against Brisbane and moving on to Melbourne this week. But it obviously has. It's blown out publicly, and yeah. I don't think I'll be showing my head.
Yeah, it's backyard from here on in, isn't
Duggo,
it?
I've gone through the photo. I was looking for your noggin because you're friends with a couple of the hippie seven.
I am, mate. I am. I was actually camping that night. I was as far away from hippie as I could have been. But the boys made a bit of an error there. But
yeah,
they'll learn from it and we'll grow.
Nah, everyone's had a bump and a grind at hippie. No dramas there. Hey, mate. So you say you review the Brisbane game. I thought it was better, but you still lost by 70-odd or whatever it was. What did you take out of the game?
It was better. We obviously, as you say, we lose by 70, which is never good. But the little wins that we're looking for at the moment, I think were contest stoppage and our pressure was up. So we're able to match it at the source this week. And obviously, we lacked a little bit of polish compared to Brisbane on the weekend. And that'll be another part of our game that we look to continue to grow in.
Now, listen, Liam, I could talk stats and weekend footy all
Michelle's
day.
Michelle's a real footy nut. Duggo.
I like to call myself the new idea angle, and I'm Googling you up, and I'm getting
looking.
Nothing.
He's good
look,
looking.
You're a good-looking man, yeah. No doubt, but I'm getting nothing. There's been no drama. Is there a woman in your life? What's going on?
Yes, I've got my beautiful partner, Lauren, of almost
Lovely.
5 years. So
5 years.
5 years, all right. So there's no driving a wedge in there, ladies. Step back, please.
yourself included, Michelle.
Look, I've got to test the waters. What else is going on with you? Is this your magnificent mullet I can see on your Instagram?
Yeah, that was the mullet I had in 2020. I think that was when I wore that one. It was a bit of a quarantine growth sort of thing, that one.
Tell you what, geez, there's a shampoo conditioner endorsement in that.
How often do you shampoo your hair, Duggo?
Oh, at the moment, not a lot. I've got a little bit of a mullet coming back, but I think I'm going to have to drop into the barber and maybe get it tidied up. It's getting a bit ratty.
Can I ask both of you, obviously, you know, footy as well, X, does anyone, is there a thing in that you wear the long sleeve jersey or you've got the flowing locks that, is that good for umpires? I suppose it could be good or
for
bad to catch a bit of attention.
I think it's got to be good for attention. Yeah, absolutely. I had my best finish in the best and fairest the year I had the mullet, so I'm thinking about bringing it back a little bit.
Might be something in that, Duggo. Hey,
totally,
just quickly
maybe.
Before we do let you run off, mate. Geez, it's dark and miserable outside. Hopefully you're not training today. But, mate, Melbourne Football Club, without taking the mickey, last time they were here, they won a premiership. How do you compete with Melbourne? I was going to say, how do you compete with Melbourne? What's the plans? Any ins, outs, anything to look forward to for West Coast fans?
Well, we are training today, so it's going to be nice and wet red Optus, so we'll get a good taste of the oval. But, mate, Melbourne, we're looking deeply into Melbourne today, this morning, but I think they'll give you a chance to move the ball. They've got a very sound defence, and they like to help out their defence and get back. So if we can move the ball up a bit methodically, we may be able to find some gaps there, but if you don't beat them at the contest, you're not a chance. So that's what we'll be focusing on this week, and hopefully some of our young fellas that stepped up last week you to do so this week.
Who are, mate, you said something, who are the little bright sparks that you're enjoying at the moment? I mean, you don't want to go through the season and be miserable the whole way through. Who are a couple of the little players that you're enjoying at the moment and the fans can latch on to?
Oh, three from the weekend, mate. There it was Callum Jamieson, Sam Petrevsky-Seaton and Jermaine Jones. So
yep,
those boys, they just showed spirit. Big Jamo in the ruck, he was thrown in pretty late and I just thought he competed really well, and JJ's first game down back, and I thought he was one of our best players. So Samo, you'll see the electricity in his feet. Fans will love what he gives.
Electricity in his feet. That's a Clarkson thing.
Maybe.
That's a Clarkson and Cyril thing. Show me some electricity in your feet.
That's right.
And then there was me who had no electricity in the feet at all. But hey, Duggo, mate, wishing you all the best for this Sunday. 3:20 bounce down here at All on Triple M against the reigning premiers of the Melbourne Football Club.
Thanks, team. Appreciate it.